Imagine this disturbing possibility, that anyone could claim the deed to your house without you knowing. That is what happened to one woman in Iowa through a little-known law called quiet title. Cassidy Arena of the Midwest Newsroom explains why non-English speakers are among the most vulnerable.
About 2 years ago, Maria Kendall was perusing homes for sale on the website Zillow. She wanted a new home for her boyfriend and the kids she fosters in Marshalltown, which is in central Iowa. As Maria browsed through real estate, she was surprised to see a familiar house. It was her mom's.
So I contacted my sister, who is my mother's living with, and I asked her when my mother's house went for sale. She said, "My mom's house is not for sale. What are you talking about?"
Maria's mother, Natalia Esteban, had bought the house in 2001. She moved away temporarily in 2018, but returned to Iowa every summer. The home was filled with memories and knickknacks from her life in Mexico. Maria says all of that was thrown out when Natalia's ownership of the house was switched over to someone else, someone they didn't even know, through what's called a quiet title petition.
It was very frustrating, like Larry said, scary, thinking that she was going to lose the only thing that she has left.
A quiet title petition is a relatively common way to switch over a house's title. It's mostly used in boundary disputes or when a homeowner dies. For the title to switch over, the person filing the petition must prove they have an interest in the property. The problem is, the law doesn't define exactly what that interest has to look like.
And it just seems like there is something nefarious going on.
That's Natalie Linner. She's a law professor at Drake University. Quiet title law requires a petitioner to notify the most recent owner of the house. If the owner can't be found, the petitioner has to publish a public notice, like something you might find in a newspaper. Someone named Catherine Gooding petitioned for Natalia's house, claiming it was abandoned and that Gooding had been paying taxes on it. She published her notice in the local newspaper. And since Natalia wasn't in Iowa at the time, nor does she speak English, she missed the court hearing, which meant Gooding won the case by default. Here's law professor Natalie Linner again.
That is the way that I think the law could be enhanced here, to require a more robust evidentiary showing, to require the return of mail, or, you know, I'm not sure off the top of my head what that would look like, but we wouldn't just allow quiet title actions to be decided on default without a more robust showing.
A Midwest Newsroom investigation found that Catherine Gooding has acquired more than 40 properties in Marshalltown, about a third of them through quiet title petitions. Gooding and her attorney declined to comment.
You've got a lot of population that has that potential to be in a position where, you know, they just don't have what they need as resources behind them to know, like, oh, this is something that I can fight.
Some city officials, like Marshalltown Housing Director Michelle Sponheimer, say they worry the recent natural hazards like the 2018 tornadoes and the derecho put marginalized populations in Marshalltown at risk of potentially predatory practices. Residents have a wide range of language skills, and not all of them read an English language newspaper, much less the public notice section. The same goes for marginalized communities in Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, all of which have similar quiet title laws. Back at the Esteban house, Maria and her boyfriend notice how the property has deteriorated since Maria's mother first lost her title. The weeds were now taking over the lawn. The two went to court for Natalia and proved the house wasn't abandoned, and Natalia won the title back.
I think sentimental stuff is worth more than money. So for her, it was like she was going more through like, what about the picture for this and that? I was like, well, it's nothing you can do, Mom. Be grateful that you got your house back.
Natalia did eventually decide to sell her Marshalltown house on her own terms. She's now living with family in California. For Here and Now, I'm Cassidy Arena.